Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. Little Grace Slick bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Chuck Martin's our guest. He's the author of The Third Screen, Marketing to Your Customers in a World Gone Mobile. Chuck, tell us how we can find you and your book, please.
Amazon, any bookstore, Barnes & Noble, and so forth. That's The Third Screen, so it's very easy to search. Book's doing really well, still getting great reviews pretty much across the board.
Congratulations.
And anyone wants to send me an email, I'm at Mobile Future Institute, so they can just send an email to chuck@mobilefutureinstitute.com.
All right.
And I would be happy to answer any emails or inquiries.
So check it out. And Chuck, and folks, Chuck is, he's one of the global leaders in this topic, and we're so fortunate to have him available to us. Chuck, we appreciate the time that you give us all the time over the last several years as a member of our Brain Trust. Talk to us about...
Well, I love what you do for small business.
I appreciate that. Well, as you know, they're worthy of our time.
Yeah, that's right.
Chuck, one of the things that, you know, it's one thing for Jim to say, and Chuck to say, yeah, you got to go get a smartphone. You got to find out what your customers are up to. But we also need to tell them what they need to be doing to be relevant in a world gone mobile. And you know, they might think, well, you know, do I need an app? Do I need what do I need? And my own company went through this. We've been, you know, talking about this and working on this for a long time. And we chose not to build an app. We actually built an app, but we chose not to use the app. We chose a mobile site approach to mobile rather than an app because of the way we do business, because of the of all the content that we have. An app wasn't really what we needed. We needed a mobile site. So that's what you have now. When you go to m.smallbusinessadvocate.com, no triple W's, m.smallbusinessadvocate.com, you see our mobile site, which we've designed for the little screen. Some people, a lot of small business owners, maybe an app is the right way to go. What do you think?
Well, it depends. First of all, an app is not a strategy. So companies need to get that through their thinking process right away. So if they've read a lot or heard a lot, and they say, well, gee, we need to have an app, that's really not a mobile strategy. You need to look at what is it you're trying to do with your customers. And in many cases, as you just described, an app may not be the way to go. It may be a mobile website, which means the site has to have certain capabilities that would be tailored and featured for mobile phone use versus internet use.
It would conform to the aspect ratio of the mobile phone and the connectivity likely to be on that phone.
That's right, and that's a setup for the customers reaching into you. So that's really kind of driven by them. So that's really more of a pull versus push marketing. From a push standpoint, in terms of sending things out, companies should be looking at text messaging, SMS. SMS is not going away, and MMS, which is multimedia messaging, of course, sending videos, sending photos, sending pictures of your new product or service, whatever. That reaches all phones. If you look at mobile web, that doesn't reach, or apps certainly for sure doesn't reach all phones because you've got to have smartphones.
Mm-hmm.
But more and more people are having smartphones, so I wouldn't discount that for sure. But the idea of sending text messages, that means that you need to have your customers' phone numbers.
Right.
Mobile phone
and permission,
you know,
and permission to let them know, and permission from them to let them know, promising that you won't abuse it, but permission to let them know. As happened to me, Chuck, and I love telling this story, where a guy texted me once and said, "Jim, we have this. Do you want it?" And I just simply pushed Y and sent it back to him and made a purchase because he had all my other information and it got delivered. And all I did was push Y, and the people that I ordinarily do business with became irrelevant because he got to me first.
Right. And that's the case. That you just pointed out, people do have to opt in. But once they've opted in, you know that you have people who are the people who most want information from you. So it's essentially your best potential customer as opposed to the general public. So that's why it's a great thing. You might have fewer people in that database or that environment you're dealing with, but they're the best people. So you essentially eliminate the riffraff, if you will.
Right. Quickly, Chuck. A lot of people can go online to a lot of free places and build their own regular website. You probably need somebody who's a pro at building a mobile site, right?
Well, building a mobile site is not rocket science, and any of the local ad agencies now can do it. Anyone who's doing websites has figured out that they need to do mobile.
Yeah.
A mobile website is less; it's not more. So you
right.
want
That's
less
right.
information, and more.
But you still have to. But you have to, and you're going to have to decide, folks, what to leave out. That's one thing about mobile. Hey, Chuck, thanks again for being here. Good job today, as always.
Great to be here. Thank
Chuck
you.
Chuck Martin, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. We have a lot more to learn from him. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.